How do you feel, Mark? You feeling all right? Got my boy Mark over here.
I'm feeling pretty...
feeling spicy?
I'm in between highs and lows.
We've been drinking a little bit. How you feeling?
Been drinking a little bit.
Been all right?
I feel like it's hot in here, dog. That's how
It's the fucking bunny room, dog. It's the fucking bunny sign over
bunny
here.
Bunny room, dog. That For neon, sure, that it's neon the fucking... Hot as hell.
That fucking neon sign, bro. My God, Jesus. What about you? How you feeling? Vienna. I'm like, don't. I'm saying in my head, don't say great. Vienna. Don't say Vienna. Don't say Vienna.
Feeling great. You pronounced my name right, so I appreciate you.
I am really trying. I'm trying my best.
No, you pronounced it right. I appreciate you. Trust me.
So welcome to my after party. I'm your host, Aaron Sean.
Bam, 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 bam.
Of course. Bam, 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 bam. And we're here at the 1000 Grams Club. 1000gramsclub.com. Let them know, Mark.
Ooh, 1000 grams. 1000 grams in your pipe, dog. That's
1000 grams club. Please follow.
Hit them up on the website.
At the 1000 Grams Club, so I could go ahead and
Yeah, it's 1000gramsclub.com or whatever you want. 1000 Grams Club.
1000 Grams Club. Hey, join the club. Members
I always
only.
I always got to say it like 10 times because you never fucking shout out the site. You never shout out the fucking site. Anyways, welcome to my after party, my man Aaron Seam. We're out here in El Paso, Texas. I'm a DJ. I guess you can call me like a TikToker, maybe. I don't know. You know.
You're a TikTok junkie, dog.
And then, of course, we got our very special guest today, the one and only. It took a while to make it happen, but here we are, Miss Vienna.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, we were battling it out with her managers, her publicists. We finally
her
got
publicist,
her, on.
Her manager didn't want to let us in
finally
here.
Showed up. Sorry, guys.
She's finally in here. How you
I
feeling?
Apologize.
You feeling all right?
Feeling great. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Not only did it take her, you know, take us like a few weeks to get this set up, it took a few hours to get down here too. I was like, yo, if she does not pull up, I'm gonna be very sad. Very sad.
Hey, being bougie has no budget, dog.
True. And of course, my co-host right here, Marky Mark.
Miami Vice.
So, like we always start this podcast, we always start it with a little cheers. So, oh. That was my bad. I laid it against the laptop too much.
I saved it. It's
on. Technical difficulties.
So let's all start with a little. Oh, where's my white claw? I don't know what happened to my white claw, but I'm just going to take this one right here.
You know Sebastian too? Tell him hi. Where is he?
All right, cheers, y'all. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Hey, you need a drink, my guy.
Pass me the
bottle. Ooh, pass him the bottle.
My guy, take a swig.
Oof.
In most countries, it's Friday right now, at least in Beijing, China, Japan.
In most countries, he said it's Friday right now. Okay. So, Vianna, tell us about yourself. How long have you lived here in El Paso, Texas? Did you grow up here? Did you go to school here?
Yes, I'm born and raised in El Paso, Texas.
What high school did you go to?
I graduated from Eastwood, but...
Oh, gangsta!
Gangsta!
Throw that shit up. Be like,
hey,
East.
You repping colors?
She's
or what?
All like,
what's
Eastwood!
Up? Blue and gold, yes. Sir.
All day.
Yes. And I actually graduated early, so I was able to go ahead and live in Alaska for... I want to say a good amount of time before I
Alaska.
Walked. Damn, Alaska.
And then I was actually going to go to school out there, but that tuition was too ridiculous, so I decided to stay here and stick it out, and that's why I started.
And was it worth it? Was it worth it? Okay.
Completely, yeah.
Of course.
I mean,
okay.
Alaska's dope. It's cold 30 days a night. You know what's up?
No, but...
I don't know if I could ever live in Alaska, man.
Out there, so
is it really?
Yeah, it's
you're
so
lying.
It's been for sale since October of the year that I left of October 2016. That's when they were
nice,
really gonna open
nice.
Up dispensaries.
I mean, damn. It's illegal here, but it's still just as good as in those other spots, right? You know?
Hey, it's even more delicious where it's illegal, dog. That's for sure.
It adds a little spice to your bowl.
True. So you graduated Eastwood. What did you do right when you got out of college? You like went to school. You.
So I graduated.
You had a crazy ex-boyfriend.
All right, that's like one of them. It's all good. It comes with.
It comes with the storytelling.
It comes with the hustle sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay.
So yeah, after I graduated early, I went into school right away. I enrolled. I think I was like I think I was, nah, I was still 18. Yeah, I enrolled into college at 18, just like everyone should, right? Is it?
True. I went to school, too. I went to school like right when I got out of college.
High school,
yeah, that's what I did, for sure.
Yeah, so, like, I went to Southwest, and I enrolled myself immediately. And then I was on a scholarship my freshman year.
Okay.
And then, so I was just bartending and serving. I was, like, at Twin Peaks, at Cabo Joe's. Like, I Wean Daddy.
You were living that server life, huh?
Yeah, and, like, I bartended a little bit. But
fast
like,
money.
It wasn't for me, I guess you could say, just because, like,
what'd you bartend
at? At the Wean Daddy's on Sean Haggerty.
Dude, that's so fucking special, bro.
And I could say for real, I had, like, two shifts, and I was just like, nah, I'm not feeling.
Shout out to Wing Daddies one time. If they want to throw us a sponsorship, we'd be all right with that
we
one.
We could be eating Wing Daddies right now,
Wing
dog.
Is lit. Like,
yo,
honestly,
Wing Daddies for sure.
Chef kiss.
I don't know what it is about their floor that it's always slippery, dog, but their wings are good. So I
don't want, I like the wings, bro, but the one on the west side, bro, the service takes forever. Yes. So if anybody ever tunes in here, like the manager or something, let them know.
That way we don't got to be promoting Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks is dope, too, though.
Twin Peaks is where it's at. The 29-degree beer is where it's at.
Like, at first, I didn't fuck with that shit, but now I'm like, okay.
No, they got their fucking... They got their Twin Peaks brews for, like, $3-4 a fucking, like, a tall glass.
Oh. Just put it against the bottle. Viana over here trying to go live, she's trying to make sure that phone, stays up. I was trying to put my light thingy, I couldn't put it nowhere, bro.
Dude, yeah, you did take
I really couldn't put it anywhere.
Uniform for Wean Daddies. I love you.
So like we always, get started with the show. We have the I bowl right here.
I
bowl.
It's
the II Bowl and the II Bowl. So me and Mark will go.
We got the II Bowl right here.
Me and Mark will go towards the end.
What is it? The II
Bowl. You know, like in El Paso, they say, II. Okay.
All right.
So last week we didn't put any new ones in here because we were all pretty lit last episode.
It might have been 4th of July,
so,
dog. We were lit.
She's going to pick one right now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Pick one.
You read it out loud.
Oh, there it is.
FaceTime Jake C.
Oh.
Who's Jake C?
Jake C is one of our boys.
Hey,
do you have his number?
Who is Jake C? Ooh, damn, dog. Roasting.
Do you have his number?
No.
Do you have his number?
I just know.
My phone's playing music, my guy.
Man, I always got to do all the big boy things around here. Hold on.
I bet he won't even answer, though, dog. He's a flake. He's a frosted flake, fool. So,
oh, I can call him on mine.
Yeah, call him on
You're right, dude. That's You're right. You're smart.
Yeah. Come on, dog.
She's smart. All right, here. Yeah. So we're FaceTiming Jake C.
Okay.
Right now, he has to ask you any question he wants, but I don't think he'll answer. I don't know if he'll answer. I don't know. We'll see.
Why is he being a bitch, dog?
You hear the fucking... Dun-dun-dun-dun.
It's early, dog. What's he doing? Yoga? He's fucking... He's with his girl watching fucking rom-com.
No, he don't got a girl. He broke his heart. Oh.
What a bitch.
I like how Jake put that one in, and he didn't... He never answers. That's like the second, third time they pulled that out, and he never answers. So, of course, now you got
to
take a shot.
Okay.
Do you want to pick another one?
Or you want to take a drink? That's your options.
Come on, tell us.
I mean, I could do both. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, shit. All right. You said it.
It doesn't
matter. Damn. So you're going to drink and you're going to take a shot.
I've been doing that.
Ooh.
It's the same thing, dog.
All right, all right.
Let her pick another one out.
All right, let me get it. All right, pick another one out.
Okay. Pass me the bowl.
Got you. Hold on. All right, here we go. Give me the live, dog. Here it goes again. Here we go again. What does it say now?
Out of all your homies, which one is your least favorite?
Damn. So how many homies would you say you have in total? Like close homies.
Tell us. I don't even, I can't even pin this to a person because, like, I only fuck with people that are so real that, like, I can't even say that none of them aren't my favorite because it's only, like, a select four. Like,
that's a good answer. No, you want to try another one? Okay, shit.
That's a good answer, though.
It's because, it's so hard. I'm just like, damn. Like, I mean,
I think it says more about you if you have a friend that's fake.
I got
not
you right here.
It's because
I can't
fake.
Even see.
I already got yours. I picked it out for you.
What makes me hard?
What gets you a leggy boner?
Yeah. What's up?
What gets you a leggy boner?
What works in the pink room?
What makes your leggy dick hard?
Baby daddies.
Baby. What? What? What do you mean, baby daddies? Yes. Let's elaborate.
Hey,
elaborate.
70%. Yes, I love baby daddies, 70% actually. Of baby daddies are busters, though. That's the thing. They bust.
So.
But there's that 30% that is actually out there for a good reason. There's that 30%. There's still that 30%.
He's a good dad.
Think about that 30%.
So tell us.
He's
what about?
He's not behind on child support.
So you.
He's not on Cincy going ham.
Oh.
So you'd be like,
I know a few.
Dang. Okay.
But I know a few. But for the most part, it's just because baby daddies, they kind of have like that, they already know like that obligation that they have a responsibility for someone. Yeah. So like that's what's kind of cool because like a lot of, you know, guys nowadays, they really don't know like what responsibility is. They don't have a lot of responsibility. You know what I mean?
So it's like the responsibility about a baby daddy that attracts.
What about the daddy that doesn't have a baby, dog? He's more fun.
I know. So let's say you saw a baby daddy on the street and he finessed you. You found out he's not responsible. He ain't shit. How do you react?
Honestly, I would already know if he was on some bullshit. Because my intuition is already on point. I'm a witch.
That's sixth sense.
Hey, look, Jake C is FaceTiming right now.
Hey, that's sixth sense. Answer him, dog.
Yeah,
tell
him. Answer him. So we can
Jake C.
Yo, you're on the line, fool. Why you
so we got a question from the IIBO. We got your question.
A question from the
IIBO? Ask her.
Hello,
ask
Jake
her what you want.
C. Hello, Jake C. Please ask me a question.
What's up?
Ask me a question, Jake C.
Yo, ask her a dirty one too, dog.
Ask me a question. I need to know a question.
What's the grossest, nastiest thing that's happened to you during sex? Like disgusting, not even hot.
Ooh.
Let's see. What is it? Answer. And you gotta tell Jake.
Damn. It's because all of my sex hits, so this is kind of a hard one. But I want to say, damn,
weird,
a hard one.
Weird moan, kept his socks on.
Did you ever
on,
shit
like,
on someone's dick?
Yeah, like,
maybe you took a piss by accident.
He moaned like a girl, you know?
Maybe he wanted
one of them moan their ex's name.
You're lying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think maybe. But I'm not too sure because, I mean, I'm not really out there like that, but.
He hung up?
Yeah. He was out.
Oh, what a
he was
bitch.
Out.
Oh, he was at work.
Oh, he was at work.
No, but for real, like, honestly, like, yeah, I think I want to say that. But that was, like, in high school. Like, that was way back then. Like, but I haven't had bad experiences with sex.
That's a good thing. I'm sure there's a good percentage of girls that are like, damn, like I wish I had.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's
a
like
bad
a,
experience,
like a really like gross, like
I've had
experience.
Worse, I've had worse experiences like giving dances than I've had having.
Well,
sex.
I mean, I could
really
assume
okay.
that like
sure.
a worst experience for a girl during sex is that a guy like busts too early and doesn't like hold.
No,
down
I've had a.
Scene,
yeah,
right?
That's probably the worst.
No, I've had. I've had a girl shit on my dick. You've never had that?
Dude, well you need a where do you put your dick, dog?
I had a condom on at the while, so.
Hey, I'm glad you had a condom.
I had a condom on at the time, so it was caca everywhere, bro. Oh, I mean, I finished.
Oh, you
yeah.
finished. Oh, you
I
finished.
Finished, and then I was like, hey, you know.
That's the thing about guys is like girls give guys a lot of credit, or there's like that stigma of like, how come if I hook up with guys, I'm a hoe, and if you hook up with girls, you're a pimp?
No, dude, no. That's just males. That's just how it is. Like, already know. That's how it is. Like, I'm a stripper.
Nah, I don't think.
That's why I don't really, like, trip about who fucks who, because, like, men are going to do whatever the fuck they want. Hey, honestly,
they're
really
savages, though.
True,
they
true.
They really are, dude. They don't care.
Not all the time.
Hey,
not all
you know
the
what?
Time.
And if you
not
have a man that wants to fuck every girl in the world, keep him, because he's got a good seed. Well, that's why he wants to do that.
I think it's like the opposite. I feel like if every girl wants to fuck him, he got a good seat.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
I think it's opposite for sure. For sure. For sure.
Aaron's got it.
So let's get back to our guest, Vianna. Vianna, you said you graduated from Eastwood, went to school.
Yeah.
So how did you get into dancing?
Because
the big question we all want to know.
Entertaining.
Well, because I was serving and bartending. I mean, doing little gigs for, I want to say, like, 2 or 3 years. Like,
okay.
And then, I mean, I want to say I started my senior year of high school serving. And then I just got tired of it once I got to my freshman year of college. And then I remember my last serving job was at the Shack. Shout out to the Shack
one time.
I love the Shack.
Dude, I've never been there. Never been
Little
to the Shack.
Shack? Wait, Little Shack?
No, like the Shack. Shack. Like
the Shack. Shack.
Not
the
Shack. Have you not been to the Shack?
I've never been to the Shack.
I'm going to bless you out with the Shack because the Shack is actually really good.
Dude, I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah, the Shack is actually really good.
I've only heard like maybe one or two bad things about the Shack, but
no,
other than that.
No, dude, it's actually really good. They get down.
Do they really?
Get down. Yeah, they're very, they get down and then. So that was my last serving job, and then actually after that, I went to Foxy's.
Whoa. Foxy's. I've never been to Foxy's.
Well, RIP, because it shut down now.
Yeah, it already shut down. Yeah, bro.
That shit was open for years.
My boy would always go there, like, back, you know, like, when he was in high school and shit. We were in high school, and he'd be like, I'm Foxy's. We're going to Foxy's. I'm like.
Foxy's was popping. When I started in 2017, Foxy's was still popping.
It was popping? And how was that? How was that?
Honestly, I was, like, already, like, making, like, I remember when I first started, I was making, like, 700, 800, and then after, like, 2 weeks, I was already making 1,000.
Damn, 1,000 a week?
Fire.
1,000 a week, my guy.
It just depends on what club you're hired at, because at Foxy's, they mandated that you sign a contract and that you be on a schedule. It just depends on the club.
Okay.
No, you know what?
Because not every club's like that. Yeah.
Oh,
not
shit,
every
okay.
Club has you on a schedule,
honestly,
if they want to mandate it, they can. If you want to be hired through that club.
Honestly,
you know what I mean?
I'm very disappointed in El Paso when it comes to strip club culture, dog, because the strip clubs here suck dick.
Yeah, I have no idea. Dude.
Compared to like Phoenix, compared to like
I've been to
LA,
one strip club
Vegas,
in Phoenix
any
and
other
it sucked.
Strip club.
It sucked in Phoenix.
And like Detroit's like one of the lowest income cities in the United States, and yet like I follow so many girls that dance over there, and
maybe
there's
going
so many in Detroit, like, and I'm just like, how, like, I don't get that appreciation here. I barely got appreciation like this past Friday, because like I've never gone all nude here, but like I went all nude here for the purpose of like not trying to get in contact with customers, because they were just kind of just like handing me
for
the
sure
tips, you know what I mean? But it's because they don't even like do that whole rain thing on stage here.
Well,
you know
what
I mean?
Is that? What does that mean? A
making
rain thing.
Rain?
Oh, making it rain.
Oh, you wouldn't know what that means, though.
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
No, well, look, there's a Jags in Phoenix, dog, and it's literally poppin'. Twice the size as the Jags here. And it's
poppin'.
Way popping, like super popping.
I'm actually about to go there.
Are you really?
Fucking lit.
Yeah,
are you going to go like work over there, or are you just going to go back and forth?
No, that's why. States, it varies. So like you have to go on a certain day, you have to call the county, and you have to like make a whole arrangement to like go ahead and get your licensing, because everywhere's different. Like in
also you need like a license.
Yes, it's called a sexually oriented business license.
What?
Damn, get my card in, dog. Let's get signed up, dog.
You have this license to work at any adult, even at Spencer's, you have to have an SOB because you sell
like sex toys.
Yes.
Nice.
Dang, I didn't know that at
you
all.
Know what? The only strip club in town that maybe held somewhat of it down for a little bit was Dreams, fool. But that was like years ago. It's nowhere near
that
shit anymore.
That shit was always popping a few years ago.
Well, I have a history with all the strip clubs. Oh, I could tell you anything you need
to
know.
Hey, well, we got nothing but time, so.
Yeah, tell us the stories. Let
so
us
tell us.
Give us
okay.
the inside
anything
access.
But time.
Okay, so you were at Foxy's. How long were you there for?
I was I think like only 3 months. And then after that, I had like a little personal things going on in January. So I took like a good like 2 months off.
Okay.
And then after that, I got hired at the Parrot. And
the Parrot's like the underground little like backdoor spot, you know?
It is.
Like,
it is. It is. And I'm glad that you brought that up because it really is.
Is it really?
Yes.
How? Like, what? Like, explain.
I mean, it's not mainstream. It's kind of like that. Like, if you know, you go, you know, like.
Wow.
I've never been to Red Parrot, so that's why
I've been there like 2-3 times. But it's because one of my boys' baby mama actually works at the Parrot. That's Ooh. Why. That's why I know the Parrot.
Ooh. Which one? Which baby mama? Ooh. Oh, he don't want to tell us. He don't want to tell us.
Who is it? Because I honestly probably know. I've been dancing here locally for like 3 to 4 years.
All right, well,
you know everybody.
What I can say is one of them is light skinned, tall, like, you know, light skinned, red hair sometimes. The other ones are sisters. They're like, you know, Hispanic girls. They're dark hair.
No, not me. I don't know. You're looking at me like I know, but
I
don't.
Do you know their stage names?
Oh, I don't know about their stage. I know their real names. Ah.
Say I'm on the show, dog. Don't be shy.
Actually, it was actually kind of good, kind of like doing all right for it being, you know, the lizard lot that it is. And then.
What does that mean, lizard lot?
It's like the sand lot, but for girls, dog.
You don't know where the lizard lot is.
I've never heard that term before in my life.
Lizard lot?
That's what.
It's like sand lot, dog, but for girls.
Swear I never heard of lizard lot. What is that?
You've never heard of a lizard lot?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay,
what is that?
The term lizard lot is where all the truckers go to pick up prostitutes.
Oh,
nice. Hey, you got a truck, my guy? Let's go.
Let's go lease. And then tell us. Okay, tell us.
When I started at the Parrot, it was doing pretty decent for, you know, when I first started dancing. Like, I was not even a year into me dancing when I first started there. So it's not that I didn't know better, but I was just trying to, like, go ahead and, like,
yeah,
get
for
in.
Sure. Like, explore, you know what I mean? See what's good for you
right,
and shit.
Exactly my point. So when I started there, their, you know, big thing was bringing in porn stars, promoting, doing the whole
thing. No, I remember that. That's what the Parrot's famous for. They bring porn stars in and shit.
Right. And so they were doing that. And then I was like, you know what? Well, I'm down to promote because, I mean, I'm already, like, I had already posted that I was at Foxy's. I was already getting clout. So I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to do it at the Parrot. And so the promoter hit me up and he was like, let's shoot. I got you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, let's get down. And so I started shooting with him from then on. And then it just started rolling into, like, a really messy situation because there was no contract signed. So, our agreement was that when I was promoting for him, I was getting free rent cards, right? Meaning that I didn't have to pay for the house that I had to owe them that night. So, if I had that free rent card, I could go ahead and use that and not owe anyone but the DJ and the bartender what was, like, a $20 tip out. Everything else I got to keep. So, I was making, like, over 1,000, you know, every night that I use those free rent cards, just because I was putting my face out there to promote for
it. Okay.
So that's the only reason why I was doing it.
And how long?
There was no contract.
How long did you do it that for at Red Parrot?
I want to say, like, it lasted for a while, like, maybe like 6 months, and then shit just started falling off. Actually, it's because I was 19 there, and then I was drinking there one time. But like the thing is that there was other, like, there's a lot of things going on there, so I just felt that me drinking there wasn't even to an extent of what else was going on. Mm-hmm. So I felt that that was very lightly about what was going on, especially since I didn't say my age. I always said that I was over 21. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Smart.
There was actually an older lady server there, and she, you know. Well, she was there on the shift, and she knew of my age because she actually has a daughter that's maybe like a year or two younger than me.
Uh-huh.
But they follow me on social media, so I guess she found out about my age.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and so that night, that was the night that I went to Dreams because they cut me off.
So you went to Dreams that same night?
Yeah, because they cut me off. They told me, like, to go home, blah, 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 that I couldn't be there underage drinking. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to negotiate myself because we all know that there's a lot more worse situations going on here. And you know, but I'm not going to say it, but whatever, you know, I'm just going to go to Dreams. So that same night, I went to Dreams on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
And it's
dude,
ladies night
I would always
Dreams.
Go to fucking ladies Dreams night. On Wednesday.
Yeah, ladies night on Dreams. Yeah. And then so I went on ladies night at Dreams. And yeah, I got hired that same night. And yeah.
That same night?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. How was that?
It's because, well, I mean, for me, like, I had to go. I was already dancing out of town. I was dancing in Albuquerque by then. Mm-hmm. So what I would do is that I would dance in Albuquerque on the weekends, and I would dance during the week here in El Paso. And so when they cut me off at Dreams, I mean at the Red Parrot, I was pissed because I was like, you're cutting into my traveling money. And I was supposed to leave like, I think 2 days after or a day after. So I was like, you're cutting into my budget. Like, you're not going to like fuck with me like that. You're not going to fuck with me on my day of work because I need to make this money to go ahead and pay the hotel, to go ahead and pay and work in Albuquerque. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And how was Albuquerque? How was that?
I love Albuquerque.
You love it over there?
I love Albuquerque. Albuquerque's crazy, but...
Which strip club was it?
Albuquerque's wild as fuck, dog.
So, I work at... Fantasy World. Shout out Fantasy World. I love Albuquerque.
I've never been about it.
I love it. Yeah, no. I love
Albuquerque.
I've only
been to...
There's the Jags over there too, right?
No, there's not. Actually.
I've been to Knockouts. That's where I've been.
Yes,
the one right across downtown.
I've been to a Knockouts in Arizona. Knockouts. Well, I've never been to the one in Albuquerque.
Yeah. Knockouts gets down.
Knockouts right after like... Knockouts
is
like
downtown, right, where the bars
it's a strip club, but it's right across all the bars in downtown.
It's like it's.
I think I've been there, right across the street.
You walk over there.
I've had like a drunk night that we walked into there for like 10 minutes, and then my boy got arrested for a DUI for like.
Dang.
Motherfuckers were fighting outside the bar. Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
No, I was there for one time a few years ago. Of course, Mike. You want to grab one or tell Will to bring us one? I gotta do it. Come on, dog. Help me out here, bro.
Hey.
Come on. Hey, bring me. Hey, bring yourself one too. Bring me one too. No, the last time I was at Knockouts was a few years ago. To be honest, I went to go party up in Albuquerque with my boys, and we walked. We went to the library downtown.
And Albuquerque is really badass. It's really cool.
It's all right. It's okay.
No,
it's okay.
Honestly, like, I feel like a lot of people sleep on New Mexico because, like, I mean, I'm not gonna
It's
lie.
Real chill up there for sure,
I'm
though.
Not
it's
lie.
Cool.
Like, New Mexico is sort of racist, but, I mean, I just feel like.
You think so?
I know so.
New Mexico's a little hood, though, too.
No. I know so because when I was trying to get, like, every time, like, I have, like, a whole deal with Hotels.com and everything. Like, I have a whole account with them. And I would always, at the time, Airbnb wasn't, like, around.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would always have to go to hotels and everything. And they would always deny me because of, like, I would literally have to, like, travel with a girl. And she would have to be white. So that way she could go ahead and get the hotel. Because they would deny me. No, they would deny me all the time. They would
what side of Albuquerque was that on?
All sides.
All sides?
All
I've been to Albuquerque. If you
no,
like,
no,
to
no.
DJ,
they would
I've been
deny
there.
Me all the time because they would assume that I'm a prostitute. Or they would assume that I'm trying to, like, book something for someone else. You know what I mean? And I'm being so, like, real with you because, like, there was this one time that I even had a call. Like, remember, like, that ex-boyfriend that I was telling you about that, like, supported everything? He, like, even had a call the management one time and be like, you know what? Like, you need to, like, let my girl, like, book her a room because, like, she really needs to get ready for work. And she really, yeah, like, they would really deny me hotel rooms time after time there. But other than that, if you work at the clubs there, they really appreciate Latinas and they love us, so it's really cool.
I wouldn't have been up to Knockouts, you know, maybe once or twice
cool.
out there.
Hey. It's really cool.
So let's get back on track. We're talking about Dreams. Dreams. How was Dreams for you?
Long silence. Long pause. Says it all.
Big long silence.
Can you open that?
Like I said, Dreams had its highlights, dog. There's years that I went to Dreams. It was the most poppin' spot ever. There'd be girls there to party.
Dude, I went to Dreams quite a few times, like back in the day.
They used to have the amateur
contests
for girls with wild.
Dude, you would see. I one time had a homegirl grind her butt naked, butt on my fucking chest. I smelled like ass.
Damn, nice.
But hey, she didn't win though. She didn't fucking win. Come on, Mark. Dropping the fucking ball around here,
hey,
dude.
The show must go on, my guy.
But yeah, I've been to Dreams a few times. So how was Dreams for you?
I want to say Dreams is like the Hollywood of strip clubs here.
What?
It definitely had its time.
Break it down.
Light,
break it
know?
Down for us. Break it down for us.
What I mean by Hollywood is what I mean by like industry. Like it literally, like, it makes you or breaks you.
It makes you or breaks you? Holy shit.
It's dreams, though.
And what would you, well, I mean, you're still dancing, so I guess it made you. Okay.
Yeah.
How long were you there for?
It's crazy. I was there for, I want to say, like, a good 8 months. And they would trip about promo, about going to other clubs and promoting. I was at the Parrot before I was at Dreams, and I got hired at Dreams because I got, you know, canceled out by the Parrot. But the thing is that I had always promoted for the Parrot, like, willingly, other than, like, this other dancer that I know that was, like, already really well known, but she was a little bit older than me. So, I mean, I kind of got that other crowd, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, I mean, Dreams was, it's a trip. It's definitely a dream. That's what I could say.
Oh, damn.
Yo, hey, Dreams on a poppin' night is, like, no other spot to go. I'm telling you know?
Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, the other side isn't open for a reason. That's all I gotta say.
Other side? There's another side to Dreams?
Yeah, there's an opposite side that isn't open to the public.
Oh,
wait, so this is apart from the VIP and the upstairs VIP.
It's
right?
Like a side of the other side of the building, or what?
There's a whole other half of
Dreams
that isn't allowed to
play. Any activities going over there that you can tell us about?
What are the other side of Dream stories?
She's like no comment. No comment.
What is that? Where the super VIP go?
Next question.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. She's not gonna, hey, it's all good. She's not gonna tell us the secrets. The secrets of Dreams.
Who's the owner of Dreams? For? Do they need a DJ and a new marketing director? So for? Can we get it cracking or what?
Dreams, the whole story behind Dreams is that Mr. Fong.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Fong.
Oh,
is
shit.
That his name, though?
He's an Asian owner, my guy.
Okay.
Mr. Fong. He has a lot of respect here.
Ah.
Some association with X-Game, but he definitely had a dispute with a Junior, which is his son, over Dreams.
Is that like a co-owner?
Junior is the son of Mr. Fong, from what I was aware of. Junior only introduced himself to me once, so obviously you could tell what kind of business he's on.
Okay. Well, dang, this is a...
My kind of business.
This is kind of a back door I wasn't expecting to open right now.
Hey, I'm down to Dream. It's Wednesday, dog. They got the girls' nights today.
Oh, it is Wednesday. It is Wednesday. If you drive, I'll go.
Everyone's all talking shit about Dreams on my comments.
So
well, I mean, I can't talk shit about Dreams because, I mean, at one point, it really gave me some sort of funding, especially when, you know, that all of that happened with the Parrot. Even though it was unnecessary and it didn't need to happen, I could have gone back to the Red Parrot the next day and figured it out, but I'm so stubborn and I have so much pride that I was just like, all right, one and done. I'll move on to the next. Like, that's just kind of the initiative that you kind of have to be in the industry. Like, you can't, like, it's not really, like, okay to be begging, but it's, like, they want you to beg. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I feel.
And especially at Dreams, like, especially, like, that's how they like to have you.
So, how long were you at Dreams for?
8 months.
I want to say
8 months.
And then now you are at Jags?
Yes. I've been at Jags.
You know what? I like Jags. I like Jags. I like the after hours.
It depends on the city you're in.
The after hours. Yeah, Jags is cool. Jags is cool. They asked me.
Is very, like, their management-wise, like, their corporation, like, it's pretty stable. And I honestly, like, if I could walk all nude around there, I would never get all nude at Jags.
Look, honestly.
But if I could walk around all nude at Jags, then it says something.
Honestly, I fuck with Jags. Yeah. But for some reason, like, the Jags here, like, girls act like they're on the Paris runway. Like, it's like, bitch. This is Jags.
I've seen
it's Jags. Like, chill the fuck out.
I went to one girl from high school. One girl that from high school that she used to dance at Jags.
Okay.
A long time ago. But she would never want, because I've always wanted to dance from her. I was like, well, shit, I might as well get a dance from you. But she would go.
No, I don't act like that. Nah.
Nah, she would.
I'm saying, like, girls are rarely, like, too bad and bougie at Jags.
Yeah, one time.
El Paso Jags.
Yeah, one time, like, she saw me. She never came back out. I was like, oh, well, shit. I guess I'm an asshole.
Like that. Yeah. Worth, you know what I mean? But if you like got some cellulite and you're not doing much.
Yeah, no, it's like girls that are just kind of like walking around the pole.
Exactly. in my point.
Looking cute, making an angry face, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Jags maybe a few times. Like, after hours for sure, though. After hours, that's where it's at.
Yes, that's when I get all nude, and that's when it's...
Chef kiss.
Yes. It's lit. I love Jags.
Yeah. I haven't been there, like, in a year, though, for sure. Last time I went there, it was, like, a
year. We need to go, dog. We need to go.
Oh, okay. All
right. We need to take her, because she's, the person
that works there.
Yeah,
she works there.
She knows
what's up. We just pull up and be like, yo,
I got you.
Viana. We will Viana.
Yeah, I got you.
We're her bodyguards.
At this point,
I'm her publicist. You're her manager.
How long have you been at Jags, Argy?
I want to say a year. And what month are we in? June?
June.
You know,
a year and 4 months into Jags.
So it's definitely the longest place you've been at?
They've showed me so much loyalty, and that's what I was looking for in At Dreams. I could not find it.
Oh,
you know, honestly,
shit.
Out of all the strip clubs... In its heyday, I prefer Dreams, but for fucking sustainability and functionality, Jags is the only one that's Jags, for sure. Even though it's not the most popping spot, because I wish we had strip clubs like in other cities.
But it's like that.
It's what we got, and it's all right.
You know,
honestly, it's because honestly, I have so many bad bitches that work at Jags. Like y'all don't even know. Like it really sucks sometimes because they're just really it's the customers. It's not even us at this point. Because all my bitches are hot. I'm telling you.
Okay.
All my bitches are hot.
Okay. So, she graduated Eastwood. She went to school. She danced at every other. She
graduated
danced.
Graduated Red.
She Perry. Danced everywhere around here.
Graduated
now,
Dreams.
Have you seen her OnlyFans?
Now she's on.
Did she get?
On
did
Red
you, have you ever seen OnlyFans?
No, I have never seen her OnlyFans.
So Viana was nice enough one time to give me a. 3-day free trial.
Oh, 3-day trial. Hey, you didn't step out of your bedroom for it. I remember those 3 days. You
grade
A.
It's good stuff.
It's top industry
quality.
It's
grade A. It's quality stuff.
I just try to keep it real as much as I can.
So you told us earlier that you've been doing OnlyFans for how long now? Since February. Is that right?
Like 4 months, yeah.
Yeah. How's that been?
Great.
Nice.
It's been great.
Great in the sense of you're making money. You enjoy it?
I'm telling you.
Because, for the most part, a lot of, dancers, the one who I have my referral off of is a really big dancer already herself.
Okay.
She goes by Austin Monroe. So if you want to go ahead and follow her, she has a great OnlyFans.
Austin Monroe.
She's already been up there with Snoop Dogg and been up there with him, so, she's...
Damn,
pretty well
bro.
Up there, yeah. Yeah,
she's
yeah.
well known.
Yeah, she's
from El Paso or.
No. She's out here from Texas.
Oh, okay, somewhere out here in Texas.
She usually, I think she would dance in Odessa all the time, but I'm off of her referral. But she got a following for sure.
Dang, and how big would you say your following is?
For OnlyFans right now, it's pretty local for the most part.
Okay.
I wanna say, yeah. It could be a lot bigger, but I haven't even promoted myself to that extent even. I haven't even put myself on Fifth Fam or any of that, which I can, but I haven't even promoted like that just because.
Well, no, it's good though too, cause you.
I haven't done it yet, just because I'll do it when I feel like I'm ready. And
yeah,
I just feel
you can
not
you can
yet.
Perfectionize the craft and bring the quality up
you.
On your shit that you're just industry standard, you know and.
Right.
True.
And that's and until I feel that I'm at that level, that's when I'll hit up Fifth Fam because I've already hit them up for their promos before and yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and honestly, a local following is what helps you get up there and
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You got it. You got it. She's got it in her head. How much money would you say you've made, give or take, you've made from OnlyFans?
I think my statements have already come out to more than 10.
Dang, bro.
I've been telling you, fucker, get your OnlyFans.
What the fuck am I
going to
post? My fucking
shake
feet?
Shake your wee-wee, dog. What's
shake,
up?
Shake my wee-wee a little bit.
What's up, dog? Oh, there's God. Old ladies, fool. What's up?
I was kind of fronting or I was kind of tripping around when the pandemic first happened, around March.
Yeah.
April was my slowest month, but once May hit, I was nah.
You were I'm going to pick up speed now.
Yeah,
this is it.
All right, but so how explicit do you get on your OnlyFans? Is there is there a limit?
I can only do so much because I'm not trying to be out here faking the funk and being out Because I don't just be fucking anyone, dude.
Like, yeah, for
just,
sure.
Yeah, and I don't just be recording it either sometimes. Like, I have to be, like, kind of, like, in a relationship to actually, like, make it genuine. Because, like, I just feel like if it's, like, ingenuine, even if it's just... That's just corny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, I feel like it's corny. So, like, that's why, like, it has to be genuine for me to, like, want to put it out there. But, like, for the most part, everything solo is always on me. But, I mean...
I've seen her butthole, man.
What?
Yeah, on OnlyFans.
Yes, sir.
Not are, we, are we talking bleached or what?
I don't remember, to be honest.
I haven't bleached it yet. Not yet.
Well, do you have your answer now?
Supposedly, you can only bleach yourself 3 times throughout your lifetime because it's not supposed to be good for you. Supposedly.
Oh, wow. Shit. I didn't know that. I don't bleach my butthole. You
so
bleach your butthole?
I haven't.
Shit, I'd be down.
I am down there, like, doing the... Like, there's creams. Like, there's, like, lightning creams. And
nice.
Stuff. Yeah.
Dang, bro. Legging us into, like, the OnlyFans world right now.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You could put your Amazon wish list on your little bio and, like, your customers could buy your...
And how does that work? Do you get, like, a lot of, like... Do you get, like, a lot of gifts? Do you get a lot of requests?
I get a lot of requests, yeah. And, like,
so, like, what kind of requests? What are the most popular requests?
What's the craziest request you've ever gotten? There's too many. She's all thinking.
I'm assuming there's like the normal ones, like feet. Like, let me see your feet. Let me see your ass. Let me see, like, you know, whatever.
I've actually gotten like people like telling me to like do like face filters on Snapchat.
What?
Yeah,
like what?
Yeah, like I've gotten people like to be like, oh, use the baby filter on Snapchat.
What the fuck?
And like,
what the fuck?
Right,
baby
away,
filter.
Right? Yeah, right, dude. It gets so, dude. It's so deep. It's so crazy.
What the fuck?
Damn, I thought I was weird, my guy.
No. People don't even know how deep it goes, like how crazy and how people, how weird.
And did you do it? Did you do it? Okay, good. Okay.
Only because, like, I get a vibe and I'm just like, nah, you're being weird. Like, it's because, like, honestly, sometimes too, like, on their usernames, like, they could leave it at, like, they don't have to change it, so it'll just be like you and like a bunch of like a serial number.
Yeah,
so like they could be unidentified, so like that's why like I kind of like
they keep it on the low. So what's the craziest request that you have given in
besides
like,
that one?
Yeah, like besides
that
the
you've
weird
actually
one, like,
that
you
actually
would think,
done
like, oh, this was kind of strange for me, but like you did it like fucking like a guy
honestly,
wanted your
like,
nylons.
I wanna
you know
say, like, probably the craziest was probably like having to do like the anal like penetration, but that's because I've never done anal before, but I have butt plugs for that.
So. You've never done anal like in real life with someone?
Yeah.
Wow.
Haven't.
But you've
that,
like,
that has actually been like for sure.
But
like,
you've like played
no,
around
yeah.
and shit like a little bit.
But you've done.
I, like, not
she has the butt plugs.
But like, I mean, it worked out just because like it was so small. Like, you know what I mean? Like the butt plug. You know what I mean? So like it wasn't like an actual dick, so it didn't hurt. You know what I mean? Like, but
it was
like,
just in your butt.
And
yeah, it didn't like an actual dick hurt.
Is it more?
I wouldn't know.
Is it more just because like you're not feeling it, or you're just not haven't found like the right guy to do it with? Like what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's why.
She's like, I haven't had the special one yet in my life.
Yeah, I haven't had the right guy. Yeah. I
haven't had the right.
Yeah, no.
What's the? Have you ever gotten like dick pics in your DMs?
I rate dick pics and they pay me.
Do you really?
No way.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah,
they rate them.
They send it to me and like I won't open it until they send me.
Do you have a preference
much,
or what? What's up?
How much like, do you start with like money wise?
50 and up.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me rate your dick. You can send me $50 real quick. And then so how much money would you say you made off that?
That's a lot of dick pics.
That sounds like a good like that sounds like a good amount.
I haven't answered like a bunch of DMs in this last month in May, but
is it to your DMs, to your OnlyFans, or to your Instagram?
No, through OnlyFans only.
Okay.
That's like a Gucci bag's worth of a dick pics, huh?
So, what are your Instagram DMs like?
They're kind of like everywhere. Like, I mean. I rarely get any like sideways, like I rarely get anything sideways. It's kind of expected that guys like send themselves, like they'll send videos, but like you have to accept it to like open it.
Yeah.
And I won't even, because I already kind of like figure.
I don't.
You think it's probably a dick pic?
I don't even know. I don't even know why guys think that it's cool to send shit on it.
It's like on OnlyFans. Like, I mean, on OnlyFans, I'm like, yo, like, I'll text you, you know what I mean? But, like, on Instagram, I'm just like, why would you try it? Like,
yeah, so
I guess that's
like,
just shooting their shot now.
Like, guys should know that, like, hitting up on a girl through any, like, social media platform is pretty frowned upon unless you're, like, a fucking, like, what is it, like, the Christian mingle for? Like, what?
Tinder.
Tinder,
Bumble.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Have you ever used Tinder or Bumble?
Actually, I haven't.
You haven't? So how have you met your boyfriends, though? How many boyfriends have you had?
Yeah, or have you ever met anyone that you liked, like, at the club that you, like, took out and, like, went out with and hooked up with?
Hey, hold on, hold on. Let's start with one question at a time. How many boyfriends have you had?
No. That's it. Boyfriend-wise, like, maybe had, like, I had someone who passed away, so from that point on, like, that's kind of who I considered, because, like, I had an ex-girlfriend for 4 years.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
What's she like?
I hate talking about her. Like, I hate talking.
Dang.
Yeah, I had an ex-girlfriend for
3 years. Must have, like, been an impact, my guy.
For 3-4 years.
And then I met whomever who had passed away, and he actually turned me straight again. So, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, he must have did a good job.
But from then on, those are the only kind of, like, serious relationships, like, yeah, that you kind of consider, I guess you could say, because they're kind of after high school.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, exactly.
Like, during high school, I kind of don't really consider it, just because, like...
Did you have, like, a high school sweetheart?
I did, yeah.
And how was that?
It was cool.
You guys experiment a little bit, or you guys were, like, all straight and high school virgin and shit?
I don't know, yeah, we did, like, we experimented or whatever, but, like, it was cool. We're, like, we were together for, like...
Dang, that's, yeah, me and my, like, high school sweetheart, we were, like, together for, like, 5 years,
yeah,
or some shit.
He was a class above me, yeah.
Dang, bro, fuck. That's
and
crazy.
I didn't really hit up anyone from my class. Like, I never really vibed with anyone from my class.
So your most recent ex-boyfriend, how long were you with him?
It wasn't even that long. It was such a whack relationship. And honestly, like, I just felt like I got with him just because, like, I was, like, kind of, like, in a, like, depressed state in my life, just because, like, at the time, like, they didn't let me walk for my other degree, for my other associates.
Okay.
So I was really upset about that, because I had to, like, wait until, like, start school until, like, the following January.
Yeah.
So I had to wait, like, basically a whole 5 months to start school again. So
holy shit.
I was kind of, like, on my depressed mode, so I just felt like that's the reason why I got with him. But, like, yeah, like, so I want to say for those 5 months I was, like, 5 months.
Dang, 5 months?
Five
okay.
Months. Like,
that's not too
yeah.
bad, I guess.
Yeah, like, we were like, together, I guess you could say, for, like, the first 2 to 3 months. And then after that, like, we, like, it was, like, off and on. And then, like, nah, like, now it's just, like, nah. Like,
now it's over?
Nah, like, I don't, he's still, dude, like, I haven't blocked on my phone, right? But,
uh-huh.
Like, I still receive all the messages on my MacBook. And so he had been texting me since January 6th. I mean, no, not January 6th. Sorry, June
6th. June 6th, okay. June 6th. So that's not too long ago.
Yeah,
that was only, like, maybe a week ago or something.
Yeah, but he had just recently got back into town.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And so that's why I've been telling you guys that's why I've been sketched out to go and work here.
Oh, ah. Shit.
So, yeah, so when's the last time you worked in town?
Last Friday.
Last Friday? Damn. We're going to have to go visit you for sure. Yeah,
yeah, where at?
For sure.
We're at Jax, right?
At Jax.
Yeah.
She's been all over the world. So, of course, we've gotten to know Viana. She went to Eastwood, graduated school, danced all over town. Now, tell us, our tradition around here is to tell a horny story, right? Should I say so? Have you ever partied on the... Where's, like, the most you've ever partied at? What side of town? What bar? What'd you say?
Like, what side of town?
What side of town? I mean, anywhere. Where's the place you've ever spent the most time at?
Yeah. Like, if you're feeling some type of way, where do you go to, like, find somebody that maybe you might take home, like, you know, might have, like, a good time with? Might
Dude,
give your number
like,
to?
Man, I hustle so much that, like, I'm not even out there like that. I can't even tell you. Like, in these past 3 years, I haven't really been out and about like that. I've been, like, out and about, like, maybe at the clubs and everything, but, like, I could tell you for sure, like, I've been to Cincinnati, like, maybe a good 5 to 6 times.
And yeah. That's new Cincy.
Yeah.
That's the new sensei.
Yeah, and like I got bottle service there for like maybe my birthday and everything, but like I'm so on my hustle game. But it's because like I pay for school for myself and everything, yeah. So like I like just live a different lifestyle. But like when I'm at work, I party like a lot. Like I have like a really like lit time there because like everything's provided there for me anyways. Mm-hmm. So like I've gotten like fucked up off of crazy ass shit. Like I can say that like I've drank like African rum. And like
African rum? What's that like?
It was aged for like, I don't know how many years, like 20 years. And it got me so faded.
What?
Like, it got me, it was crazy. It had like the wood picks and everything. Like it was a bottle, like it looked so crazy. Yeah. And
what?
It was at Dreams, of course, that I, yeah.
Of course it was Dreams. Of course it was Dreams.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. That's fucking crazy. African rum, you ever heard of that?
Fuck no.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Fuck no.
It looked purple and black. Like, it was aged to, like, yeah, it was crazy. I got in hella
crazy. So you don't have a lot of crazy stories besides being at work?
For the most part, I mean, I can say a lot about EP, but, like, I mean, I know so many discretions that I just rather not just put anyone's business out there.
We don't got to use names if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. Names, dates, places.
Yeah.
That's how we usually do our stories around here.
I mean, if we could do nicknames, then obviously. But, yeah, I could say that EP is pretty... It's a very crazy place. And there's a lot of people that you wouldn't expect to be at the clubs. They're there at the clubs.
So, like, what about, like, just nights or whatever? You're just feeling like, fuck, I just want to, like, have fun. Like, have, like, a hookup, whatever. Like, where do you go to pick, like, these things out? Do you pick sometimes at work if there's, like, a guy that's maybe cute and you're like, oh, he seems cool, like... You give them time of day, or do you, like, wait after work somewhere else? Like, where do you go?
I could say, like, from me personally, I haven't had sex since April.
Damn. How do you feel about that, though? Is that, like,
because, like, I turn off my emotions. I don't have emotions like that. Like, if I'm on my hustle mode, I'm on my hustle mode.
But, I mean, you could just be lustful. I mean, it doesn't have to be, like...
I can't be lustful, though. It's because, like, I already do the finesse with my lust. That's why.
Oh, shit. You feel me?
Yeah. Dang. Like, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, it, like, but then the thing is that, like, the way I grew up, like, I grew up around pimps. So, I mean, like, I already knew the game. I already knew how bitches got manipulated, and, like, I saw through it. So, the thing is that that's why it's hard for... That's why they don't fuck with me at Dreams, because that's what the type of vibe that they're on.
Yeah,
I already know what vibe they're on. You know what I mean? So, if you could compare that, that's why I'm, like, I'm very fast and, like... So, that's why I'm just, like... I don't want to fuck because I don't even have to fuck for money. I swear to God, like, I've made $1,000 without fucking.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I mean, when do you want to fuck?
How much?
For
how
you?
Much?
Like, you know, because you want to fuck. Like, what's up?
Like, when, I don't know, when I feel like people are real because no one's real. I don't fuck. I don't need a fuck to be, like, lustful. That's the thing. You know what I mean? I know that sounds crazy.
I feel it. No, I mean, girls got a vibrator, you know, like, it works.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. And I have, like, toys and everything, you know, but, yeah.
You take care of yourself.
Dude, it's because...
You got to service your own engine.
It's because, yo, like, when you be, like, with someone and, like, wanting to hook up with some people like that, like, I'm a witch, dude. Like, I'm so sensitive on energy. Like, I pick up on, like, anything like that. If you're toxic, like, it'll affect me the next day. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm not out there, like, trying to put myself out there. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's the things where girls prevail, dog. Because I feel like as guys, like, you and me, we're like, I need to get this poison out of my
system. Yeah. I feel like you got to get that fucking release out of you, dog.
Yeah. And see, like, being a female, you can control that. You know what I mean? It just depends on the type of female that you are.
Not all females, but, you know, for the most part. For the most part, yes. For the most part.
Yeah.
So you haven't had sex since April.
Wait, what month are we in? We're in June?
We're in June already. Okay. It's like a good solid 2 months right there.
How was your sex in April? Was it worth, like, this long of hiatus or what?
Yeah.
Did it fuck you up that much?
Yeah.
Wow, dude. You believe this shit?
Damn, who was it?
It was your ex?
No.
It was somebody you just picked up?
Better, actually. But
damn. What made it better, though? Like,
I don't know.
The experience,
honestly,
the caliber of, like, the package.
I think it's
like
just what? Because I fuck with the person that he was, or, like, that he is, or whatever. So, like, I'm more, like, about, like, the mental and, like, you know,
yeah,
more
yeah,
than the physical.
Sure.
And the physical is kind of just, like, a plus. But it was more of the mental, so that's why I was like, you know, and even at that, I was like, nah, like, I don't even want to, like, see you, because I already knew, like, what was going to happen. Yeah. But, yeah, it ended up happening anyway, so fuck it.
Dang, you haven't talked to him since?
No.
What?
Like threads of messages, but even at that, like, I was just like, nah, he's not even being real, because like I see you, like, if you're out there like liking other people's shit and you're not acknowledging me, and especially if, like, if I'm texting you out of my way and I do what I do, and like, you know what I mean, I'm just like, and if you're not acknowledging me, then I'm just like, all right, I
dang, so he didn't keep it real with you.
I mean, all after the fact that everything happened and shit, all of a sudden, you know what I mean, like, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know if it was too real or what, but yeah, that's
dang. Does he hit you up to this day or no?
No.
Dang.
He was actually in our mentions.
But he fucked the shit out of you, so.
Yeah.
He wasn't. I know who then. I think I know who.
Nice.
Well, there he.
I'll tell you more later after the podcast.
Well, Hyla, we come to the end of the podcast. We always do the I bowl, but for the hosts. So, no, you go first. Make sure that shit don't fly away.
I got two.
Just whichever one you want. All right, here we go, Ring. What's yours, Sam Mark? Go first.
Mine says just take a few drinks.
Nah, no, it don't. It say probably like, let's see your phone or something.
It says something about
let me see this.
Most recent text.
Show us your most. Show us your three most recent sent texts.
Well, my fucking phone is playing music, but I'll tell you that my most recent texts are like trying to get laid. Most recent texts. Okay. How about that? Is that
perfect?
Fair?
That's fine with me. All right. Take a swig out of that bottle, so
take
I can believe
a
you.
Swig, my guy.
And mine says take two shots. So I'm the one that got fucked.
I don't believe that.
It says, take two shots. What the fuck would I lie to you about?
It says, get
that?
Back with your ex-girlfriend, fool.
Yo, chill, man. Why you got to do that shit on the fucking podcast? For real. God damn it.
Hey, rip that up.
So as we come to the end, your man Aaron Seen, 1000gramsclub.com. And Viana, it's at Viana. Viana Novana. And tell us, what is your OnlyFans? Vanity's Dollhouse.
/ Vanity's Dollhouse, just like that.
Okay, and what's your Instagram at?
Viana Nirvana.
Viana Nirvana. It's everything Viana Nirvana, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, thank you for coming on. Thank you for being one
thank
of
you
our
so
guests.
Much for having me.
We had a lot of fun. We got into real good detail, you know, so I always appreciate that. Thank you, Viana. Mark!
I appreciate you.
Mark! Oh, he's already gone. All right, man. Peace.